Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Liquor Barn Studios, it's time for the Diener Show, presented by OPC Pest Services on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
And we're back here, 93.9 The Ville, ESPN 680, 105.7, as we are here at Louisville Furniture. We know what you were doing all, you were on break, you're on spring break. Yeah, we got some things doing. We get back for Derby. Oh, crap. We got to get furniture. We got company coming in.
Yeah, so, Derby party.
Yeah, exactly. So we got a half-price sale. We keep it simple here. Louisville Furniture, City Living, what you need, half price. I can't explain any more using those four words. Louisville Furniture, half price. There you go. So we're here. We got plenty going on today. Baseball has moved up. It's game time today.
It's at 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock. So that'll start on our partners over at 970. And then we will carry the game in simulcast starting at 6 o'clock tonight against Western Kentucky. Also, Lou City. They're at Charleston Battery tonight. We'll have that game for you at 6:45. Racing is back home this weekend with your favorite player. Alex Morgan will be there.
Well, are you sure?
I mean, she's scheduled to appear.
Are you supposed to promote
it? She's scheduled to appear.
Yeah,
scheduled to appear.
She was scheduled to appear the last time, and they said an hour before that she wasn't. That she didn't even travel, and then blamed it on the field.
Yes. Oh, it's right. Yeah. Trashed the field, and then meanwhile she's up at the
Taylor Swift concert.
Yeah. So.
Tell the truth. Do we even know if San Diego,
the
San Diego Wave, are telling the truth right now?
Don't know.
If their lips are moving, they're lying.
So we got all that going on, and we'll get to your calls here as well. Let's go to Todd up first, and we got Mark, and we'll let you line up behind them. Todd, welcome in. Good morning. What's going on? Do we have Todd? No, we probably don't have Todd.
Todd.
Looked like we had Todd, but then we don't have Todd. Let's go to Mark up next. Mark, welcome in. Good morning.
Hey, fellas.
There we go.
Does it make sense that Calipari would walk away without a penny from a $33 million payout?
What do you mean?
Last night there were rumors that he was getting cold feet. What if he decided to not go to Arkansas at this point and decided to come back to Kentucky? You talk about a hostage video with Mitch Barnhart.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, how much would Mitch be willing to pay Cal to go away at this point? So, basically pay him for a year. I mean, the fans are so excited. Can you imagine the wet blanket that would be thrown on that fan base if he decided not to leave at this point?
I don't know what Calipari's contract looks like. I'm sure there's probably something in there where making the university look bad. I'm sure Barnhart would probably be able to say, no, you need to go because we're going to fire you for cause and not give you any of the $33 million if you try to come back. Again, I don't know if you can do that. You can threaten to do that. Doesn't mean you can actually get away with it. Yeah, I think he's – but it is weird to me that we don't have an official announcement yet.
I've heard it's coming today, but like ESPN and everybody's reporting it as
I know
has having occurred, but it hasn't officially happened. But as far as the motivation, why would you leave $33 million on the table if you're John Calipari? And really, the answer there is in the NIL fundraising effort that La Familia failed to garner. $35,000.
Although I think this has been going on longer than that.
But I think that's where you bottom out. You can't recruit if you don't have NIL these days.
I don't think they have to worry about NIL, Kentucky.
He's got to have support, though.
How much would Mitch pay him to leave, though, at this point?
Good amount, I would say. But
he's getting him to leave for free right now.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting question.
I don't know why this part is taking so long. You know, I get that, you know, like when you officially announce here in Kentucky, I don't know what the laws are in Arkansas, you have to give 24 hours notice with the board right. and all that. I don't know what the parliamentary procedures are there. But I do find it odd that the story's been out there now for a day and a half, and we don't have any sort of announcement of, you know, even if the contract can finalize, you can do the memorandum of understanding. Like, hey, look, I'm coming. You're going to pay this amount. We can get down in the weeds on what the NIL guarantees are. But, yeah, I don't know.
And now, he's strolling. Come on. Yeah. Come on, Drew. You're in Lexington. He's strolling down Richmond Road in front of Lexington Country Club with his dog in front of Lexington
Idlehour.
Country Club.
Idlehour Country Club.
Or Idlehour,
Lexington.
Excuse
yeah,
me.
Yeah.
Idlehour,
I know exactly where it is. Yeah. No, you're right. I know exactly where that is. It's right by Idlehour Country Club. It's as visible of a spot. It'd be like walking down Shelbyville Road or Bardstown Road here. I mean, it's the exact same thing. Oh, hey, what's going on? Why do you want to talk
what's
to me?
What's the deal?
What's the deal?
What do you mean?
What an F-U, man. What an F-U.
Well, that's John Calipari. That's who he is.
By the way, I've realized the power of my Twitter spaces because I tried to bring someone up last night. You know, it was an odd name. And I couldn't, for whatever reason, I couldn't, like, click on to see everybody's past tweets. I don't know why, whatever. So the guy, thank God I didn't bring this guy up because I got a direct message from this dude afterwards. Hello, my beloved friend. I am from the Gambia, located in West Africa. As you can see, me and my little brother are so much starving and hungry over here. We are starving. We need food to eat, and we are asking you for a helping hand with anything you have from your good and clean heart so that we can get food to eat. I wish I had brought him up.
You bring him up. Why not? Halftime.
I tried to bring him up. You know, you heard me go, hey, Awa, or whatever.
I saw that, yeah. I was
like, yeah.
By the way, there is like a... It's a weird thing that happens when you called me up.
Okay, yeah.
It goes dead air.
Okay.
And
good
so I don't hear... I didn't hear what you said.
You don't hear me saying, hey, unmute yourself.
For like 3 to 4 seconds.
Okay, okay.
And then all of a sudden I'm there, and I'm like, oh, okay, well, I think I know what he's talking about.
So I need to bring them up way sooner.
I probably would.
And then you'll know when to you may speak.
It's weird. It's a little bit... It's not as clean as the radio, so it was a little bit odd. But it was cool to be on there last night, and... you know, little
halftime. Space. Yeah, little halftime.
And on Awa, the thing is, whenever I've seen these, like, humanitarian things,
yeah.
They're like, where I live, there's no food. I'm like,
yeah, but you have Twitter? I'm but like, my thing is, like, you don't have food and water, but you got Twitter space
I guess
you're listening to?
But I'm always like, hey, I'll send an empty truck. Get on it. You know?
If you think that dude is really – that's the Nigerian lottery
I know.
I mean, come on. Let's go to Todd up next. Todd, welcome in. Good morning. Ninth round of the Ville ESPN 680.
Sorry, guys. Got disconnected earlier.
No, it's probably
UK
us.
UK fan here. I listen to you all the time.
Appreciate it.
Bulldog alum from with Blankenbaker.
Yeah.
I don't know which is a bigger diss. The leaving to Arkansas or the walking with a stroller, you know, when all the chaos is going on that you created.
A stroller with what in it exactly?
Yeah, what's inside?
Tyson chicken. I think my question there is, I think that's the only fan base in the conference that he could use his Calisms on and work his magic.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he can be the music man. It's a rivalry that was huge there in the 90s, and the disdain for each other is you know, it's gone for Kentucky fans, but for Arkansas fans, it's not. It's still there. So I think that's the only fan base he could go to. And I think it's the perfect disc. Cal, he got mad because it wasn't working anymore, you know, and his plan and his coaching reared its ugly head finally, and he had no other discourse. So I just hope the new coach hires John Robick back and shows Cal what he's against, or just hire him back for that Arkansas game at Rupp.
Can you imagine that Arkansas? I mean, that is going to be spectacular.
Crazy.
Spectacular.
And here, this will prove your point, Drew. If that game is not put on the prime spot of whenever that game falls, no matter what other sporting event is on, you'll prove the point that
they need a scheduling czar for college basketball. That is as marketable of a game as been around in a long time.
Hey, enjoy the show. Have a good one, guys.
Hey, appreciate it. Thanks so much, man. Yeah, there's There's no question.
It's going to be a wild atmosphere there at Rupp Arena. They're going to sell so much soft serve ice cream. It's going to get crazy. It's going to get nuts in there. They're going to be on sugar highs. It's going to be awesome.
Let's see. Do we have another here? Let's see. Strollerhead Sandy Bell's fax machine.
Yeah, that's from Birdhead Ryan.
let's see. Yeah, Lloyd going down in the weeds on the drug testing. You know, I did hurry him along on that, everybody. I did. It was a lot of detail in that. It was a lot of
you want to know the details of how drug testing
details.
Happens?
There's a lot of details.
I mean,
it was a start of a good story. It was a start of a very good story.
Yeah. So Billy Donovan was dehydrated. It took him a long time to pee. Yeah. So I had to sit there with him until he could.
Yeah. I mean. Yeah. Well, the dumbest the drug testing story ever is Vantrease and Luke and Tim Henderson. After they lost in the tournament 2014 in Indianapolis, I see the three of them like, what are you doing? Well, we had to take a drug test. I'm sorry. The graduating seniors needed to take a drug test in a game that you just lost.
They just
lost.
What
exactly is the penalty if you were tested positive?
What are you going to do? Yeah. You're going to invalidate the decision?
Yeah. Like they went,
we lost the game.
Kentucky wins. Yeah. Right. They won. And there can't be any individual punishment on them. Because they don't have any eligibility left.
The investigation needed to happen.
Played there like 15 years. His career's over.
Right.
Come on.
Julius Randle doing the shuffle the whole way through the tournament, not getting called for a walk, breaking Vantrease's nose.
God forbid we talk about what we're talking about. You can go back to your greatest hits album.
Talk about somehow, the same game. It's the same game.
Talk about the concept of drug testing a player who's out of eligibility after a loss.
It's ridiculous.
It's like,
but it's the perfect NCAA.
It is the perfect NCAA story. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, my dad was telling me a story. You know, he was, you know, the head coach at Bellarmine Field Hockey forever, and they were having the D2 championships on Bellarmine's field.
Yeah,
and his girls wanted to go watch it. They've been volunteering this whole time, helping out, you know, with the Final Four and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And they came down and they were like, "You got to pay." And my dad's like, "They're not paying. It's their field."
Yeah, right.
He got it. He's like, no, they need to pay.
Non-starter.
Like, whole blow up. He's like, they're not paying. Let them through.
Let's go to Chris up next. Chris, welcome in 9:30 in the Ville, ESPN 680. Good morning.
Morning, guys. At what point, if I'm on the board at UK, does Barnhart not start catching some heat? I mean, let's think about this for a second. His football coach wanted to leave and go to A&M. His basketball coach, you know, as soon as things got tough, dipped out for Arkansas. And, you know, and then he gave him a lifetime contract that had a $33 million buyout in it. I mean, is Mitch, you know, how come he's not catching any heat in any of this? I'm confused.
Well, I mean, I think any coach that's been there a long time is always going to have almost no buyout. I mean, that's why Jeff Brohm had no buyout. That's why Scott Drew probably has next to none. And the commitment only goes one way on that. But, I mean, I think the results are all that matters. And you get a, you know, a football team has had good results historically. And I think if you make a good hire here, then I mean I think overall the athletic department has been run pretty efficiently.
Yeah, I guess so. I just think to me, there's just, you know, if people are wanting to leave, your two main coaches, and obviously they're for a variety of reasons. To me, that just kind of instills that there may be a lack of confidence, you know. And I know there's the stories with Cal and Mitch, and obviously Mitch seems to side with Stoops, which I find hysterical. But Alan, the whole thing to me, it just seems interesting that Mitch seems to get kind of a pass in all this. And I know he's a good guy, and I'm sure the numbers are good and all that stuff on any other sports. But I don't know. I just find it a little intriguing that he's not as catching as much flack as some of these other guys. But regardless, mm-hmm. the soap opera is fun to watch from a distance.
No, it is. I mean, I just think that's the nature of college sports these days. Every player's looking around. Every coach is looking around. These guys don't have any loyalty to your program. They never did.
It's
because they had to. The only reason they were loyal before is because they had to be loyal. The rules required them to be loyal. It's not like all of a sudden people just change philosophies as young adults midstream. People are as, like Chris Rock has a great line, people are as faithful as their options.
Mm. Interesting.
He can go into that. I can't really air that part of it, but he's right. And I think that's the same. People were faithful to their programs and teams because they were bound by the rules to be so. And if they wanted to transfer, to sit out a year.
Yeah.
And so that was their option. So their option was, well, I better stick around. Now the option is you can get paid more to go elsewhere. Well, then you're going to get paid more to go elsewhere. That's human nature. Mm-hmm. That's not like these kids today are that different. They have more options. They're utilizing them. You know, we had this discussion. It was actually a really good discussion on the beach just amongst, you know, the family, you know, and a lot of them were former athletes, Division I level, and are like, gosh, I would never do it this way. And I'm like, yeah, but we didn't have these kinds of options.
Yeah. You know, like, imagine you're a kid and you were getting offered $100,000
to leave schools. Yeah, yeah. You know, and it's like, you know, if you're Haley Van Lith, Haley Van Sith, she had options. She took the option to make more money. Before, if you were at a school, you really didn't have any options. Mm-hmm. You want to sit out a whole year?
It's true. Now,
competition?
On the Mitch front,
man,
you know, to his call, you know, to me, it's like, okay, Texas A&M, Mark Stoops.
Yeah.
Like, if you take the Texas A&M job, you're going to have more resources to get players than most places. But also, if you get fired, it's like winning the lottery.
Yeah.
Okay? Because they're gonna pay a ton, and you're just going to get paid a lot to just put your feet up. Basketball, you know, women's basketball, he did just have to fire his women's basketball coach, but he got Kenny Brooks out of Virginia Tech, who is a star. Okay, like that is a great hire.
Sure.
Basketball, he's been feuding with John Calipari for a while now. Certainly, this hire is going to, you know, if he botches this
hire, the crazy thing
is,
though, he backs Stoops in this battle, which seems insane. And Stoops had his bags packed, ready to go.
Yes.
And then he stays, and now Calipari. I mean, I thought he backed the right guy in Stoops because Calipari ain't going to, you know, do anything for him. But, yeah.
No, but they've been fighting for the indoor facility. If Mitch Barnhart messes up this hire, he's on the clock. Same thing with Josh Hurd. I mean, you know, Josh Hurd, if this had gone poorly for him, or if it does go poorly,
yeah. I mean, I'm not saying that.
Josh is on the clock. And so these ADs, they have to live with the decisions they make. And, you know, and I do think that there's something about that contract, $33 million to zero. Like, get something.
Yeah.
You know, is it $1 million? Is it $2 million? Just get some level of compensation. Zero seems like a pretty dramatic deal on that front.
But that is...
I know that's what you
That's
get.
The nature. That if you, again, if you have leverage, you use it. Jeff Brohm, you know, told the president of Purdue to kick rocks when he said, hey, we're going to need, you know, we're going to need you to have a different buyout. No.
I mean, I understand it.
Okay.
But to me, I just say, listen, if you want to go take the Celtics job, I'd like to get paid for it.
No.
Yeah.
Do you want me as your coach?
Well, then
no.
At some point, you're playing chicken. You got to call bluff.
No, when a guy's been around that long, he has all the leverage.
Yeah, I mean, Scott Drew's buyout's what? It's not
probably next to nothing. If you've been there, I bet Bill Self's next to nothing. When you've been there long enough, if you have an agent worth a damn, you're like, well, we're not going to do that. Like, if we get the opportunity of a lifetime, you're not keeping us, you know, from making it cost prohibitive to do that. No, you like what we're doing? Okay, you're going to commit to us. We want you to commit to us, too. No, we're not doing that. Okay.
Okay.
Because that's it. Like, that's how the conversation – it's a little more sophisticated than that, but not much.
Not much.
Yeah.
Do we know anything about the new assistant that Pat Kelsey's hiring from LSU, Ronnie Hamilton?
No.
I haven't dug into him at all yet. I'm probably going to do that today. He was previously with Ole Miss, and now he was with LSU. But that's four members of Pat Kelsey's staff.
Mm-hmm.
The strength and conditioning coach hasn't been announced yet, but he's been walking around campus with a carnival bird on his chest. So I'd assume that one.
Yeah.
It's another piece there happening for Pat Kelsey. And we need this dead period to go ahead and open up so I get my recruiting fix going here.
That's right. It's dead period.
It's driving me crazy.
Don't worry. They're recruiting. Just don't worry about it. Okay. Let's see. Who we got? We have a – Was that it? Sorry. That was Chris. Okay, so I'll go back to the text line here. If you want to get in, 267-968. Text says, am I sensing a kinder Blankenbaker? Seems like his hate for Calipari was half it was for UK.
No, I mean, I don't like John Calipari. You know, probably a lot less hate on the Kentucky side, which I don't like Kentucky, but John Calipari made it very easy to hate them. For sure. That's why I don't want Danny Hurley to go there. I want to like Danny Hurley.
Oh, you'd hate him more than anybody walking the earth.
But I would hate him so much if he was the Kentucky coach. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Tubby Smith was not hateable. He won a lot.
Why don't we do this? Why don't we play the Pat Kelsey interview on the other side with Jim Rome?
Oh, perfect.
Because he was on with Rome yesterday. It was great. It was like a little – it was like at Pat 40, and then I heard him tease Pat Kelsey. I was like, all right.
Lots of
a lot of my favorite Pats from Louisville are hanging around over here. We're over here at Louisville Furniture, LouisvilleFurnitureKY.com. That's the website. Again, four simple words, Louisville Furniture, half price. I could even add a fifth, sale, half price sale. We're at a half price sale event going on right now. That part's great. You're always going to get a great You're going to get a great value over here, and you're going to be able to get a great selection. You're going to be able to have it in your home super fast. So when you do that, when you come on over here, you're going to talk to Dan, Lori, and the dogs, and you're going to see what we're talking about over here. They're not going to pressure you or any of that stuff. So it's great over here at Louisville Furniture. Again, online, LouisvilleFurnitureKY.com. That's the website to turn to, and you'll find out more. Hey, all right, we got – so basketball, college basketball ended last night, and now it's playoff time, getting to be that time for the NBA and the NHL. And you got golf this weekend, and baseball's in full swing. And a FanDuel right now, you're going to get $150 in bonus bets when you sign up and use FanDuel.com/DrewD. FanDuel.com/DrewD. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. As a matter of fact, I was just looking at, they call it, I want to get it name right, otherwise I'm going to be totally on the mixtape, Dinger Tuesdays.
Dinger Tuesdays.
Dinger Tuesdays. That's right. It's a great promotion on there you can find out more about. But either way, right now, visit FanDuel.com/DrewD. Win your first bet. And you are going to get $150 in bonus bets over at FanDuel. So check that out right now. Check out Dinger Tuesdays. Got to be 21 or older, present in Kentucky. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issues, non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLE.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
But if I told you I loved you, would it make you want to stay? I'm sorry for the way I hurt you and making you walk away.
Broadcasting live. From the Mobile Liquor Barn Studios, you're listening to The Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
We're back at it here, 93.9 The Ville, ESPN 680. That's great. Great music choice once again.
Always.
Music choice over there with them. With the wheels of steel over there with Chase. So, hey, we're here, Louisville Furniture, LouisvilleFurnitureKY.com, half-price sale, real simple. Louisville Furniture, half-price. Can you handle all that? It's pretty simple. So, anyway, Pat Kelsey was on Jim Rome yesterday. And so, I think it's worth hearing. So, let's hear what he had to say yesterday.
We are joined right now by the new head basketball coach at Louisville. He was introduced as the new coach on March 28th. He spent the last three seasons at the College of Charleston, reaching the NCAA tournament each of the last 2 years. He was the Coastal Athletic Association Coach of the Year last season. In his 12 seasons as a college head coach, he has posted a winning percentage of .681. With 11 conference championships, 4 NCAA appearances, we are joined right now by Pat Kelsey. Pat, it's been a minute, but it's great to have you back on. Pat, how are you?
Romy, I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me on. I'm going to write down a lot of those nice things you said about me and share them with my in-laws when they come in town next.
You should, Pat.
It's an honor, man, to be in the jungle. I'm a huge, huge fan. The times throughout my career, when I was at Winthrop in Charleston, when I was able to be on your show, was some of the coolest moments of my professional career, man. I mean it. You're a legend.
My dude, that is such high praise, Pat. That means the world to me. I appreciate that. And now that you're at a program like Louisville, that you haven't forgotten that, and you were a quick yes, means a lot to me as well. In fact, why don't you talk about that for a minute, Pat? How would you sum up the last few weeks where you led the College of Charleston back to the NCAA tournament, you accepted the position at Louisville, and then you had to dive right into recruiting and assembling your staff? What's it all been like?
Yeah, you hear the term, the phrase, and people say, you feel like you're drinking out of a fire hose with a straw. And I like to think, and you know how I am, Romy. Coach Prosser, my mentor, used to refer to me as describe me as making coffee nervous. So I try not to sip out of the fire hose with a straw. I'm trying to eat the fire hose. And there's things coming fast and furious. And, you know, when you make changes like this, moves in your life, like, yes, as a professional, you just jump in with 2 feet, you run toward it, whether it's promoting your program like I'm doing right now on your radio show. It's nonstop recruiting, the craziness of the transfer portal and things like that. But there's major changes that happen in your life as well. You know, I'm moving 2 teenagers from the school that they're in, their high school, and my son's 5th grade, and he's moving to a new part of the country. So disappointed that he's leaving his friends, but I'm gonna tell you right now, when he walked into this practice facility and he saw 2 gyms, and I mean, it's like a hoop haven. He said, "Mom, when the heck are we moving?" So I didn't have to convince that dude very much. The Kelseys are excited to get to the Ville.
Man, I love that energy so much. Pat Kelsey joining us. Pat, go back. I wanted to follow up because you and I have talked, and, you know, I love Skip Prosser, and those who know what a legend Skip was. But you said something else, that when you have change in your life, and it can be kind of scary, you need to sprint right to it. You know, like, you run to the train, not away from the train. Can you just elaborate on that? Because there's so many people that are inert, and they're afraid, and they're trapped, and they're stuck because they don't want that thing. But you need that, right? You need that challenge. What do you do with that challenge, and what's your mentality about that? Finish that thought.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to say a name that maybe nationally his reputation might not be what it was years and years ago, but I'm from Cincinnati, right? The 513 Cincinnati Reds have been throughout generations and generations of family there, and one of the most beloved and revered names in Cincinnati's Pete Rose. And I grew up watching him, and you know, everything he did full bore, right? Heck, this year in the NCAA tournament, or actually it was in the conference tournament, I showed our guys a clip from the 1970 All-Star game. Game didn't mean anything. It's a stinking exhibition. And Pete's on second, base hit to left field, ninth inning of the All-Star game. Pete rounds third, and Ray Fosse, one of his best friends in baseball, caught the ball. He was the catcher, and Pete just barreled over him and ran him over. He said, you know, when you lace it up, you know, you play to win. And that's just kind of how my dad and my mom taught me, you know, to live my life and go about things. You attack them. My mom never said, "Hey, man, hey, Pat, good luck tonight. It's your game. I hope you score 20. I hope you guys win." She said one thing and one thing only, and that was dive on the loose ones. Right, dive on the loose one. So that's kind of the way I live my life. And yes, unbelievable opportunity to be the head coach at one of the most historic, tradition-rich programs in the history of college basketball. In this new age of new challenges, a couple years ago, in the advent of the transfer portal, in the advent of NIL, we said we're going to run toward it. You know, in any industry, Romy, you know this. If you hesitate, if you tiptoe into the lion's den, you're going to get eaten. So we ran toward it and tried to embrace it, because if you don't, in any industry, you're going to get run over and you're going to get run out of the business.
I'm getting fired up. I'm just so hyped hearing that. It's so true. We're joined by Pat Kelsey. He's new head coach of Louisville. You know, I don't know if it resonated with your guys. You could tell me if it did or didn't. But, of course, I know that famous moment you're talking about. I mean, Pete Rose, in a game that was termed an exhibition, he ran Ray Fosse literally into the dugout. And Fosse was never the same after that. He literally, I mean, he continued his career, but he was never the player that he was prior to that. And Pete Rose only knew one way. He only had one gear. You know, Pat, to your fact, to your kids, when they walk in and they see that facility, anybody who knows college basketball knows the rich history and tradition of the Louisville program, dating back to Danny Crum, Rick Pitino. Having said all that, it's hard to imagine that the Cardinals have posted 4 consecutive losing seasons. So how do you view the job? Is it a rebuild, or is it more of a reset to get it back to where it's been traditionally?
Well, you know, I think, first of all, you mentioned the rich tradition, and you mentioned Rick Pitino and Danny Crum. I mean, you walk into our practice facility, you walk into the Yum Center, which is one of the greatest arenas, I think, in college basketball, an NBA arena. And you look up and you see banners, and that speaks, you know, to the mystique. That speaks to the expectation. I really believe, Romy, in today's day and age, that you can get good quick, right? I mean, you look at 2 years ago at Charleston, we had a magical season, top 25, 31 games, 122 in a row, and season ends, grad transfers graduated, couple other guys went Power Five. We had four guys on our roster in the middle of April, and we rebuilt it and we did it again. You know, the transfer portal was giveth and taketh away, right? And the transient nature of the business now with guys coming and going, it's a constant approach where at the end of every season, you have to think roster management, you have to think talent acquisition, you have to put the pieces together. And then, you know, once your team gets there in June for summer school, I think part of the secret sauce and the teams that are the most successful are able to put pieces together very, very quickly, create a winning culture, get everybody moving in the same direction, and go attack for a championship.
See, very clearly, while some are complaining about the portal, you have embraced it because of what it is and used it to your advantage. You know, Pat, you mentioned your mom. I want to ask you about your dad. Your father, Mike, attended your introductory presser, and he served in the Marine Corps. How much did he help shape the person and coach you've become? What's he like?
Yeah, my dad's my hero. My dad's been in the car business for 54 years, Romy, and you know, maybe if you ask 1,000 people out there, okay, let's talk about different industries, let's talk about the car business, and people might feel a certain type of way because my dad's one of the most finest, one of the finest, most upstanding, black and white, between your eyes, honest as a train wreck guy that I've ever met. He worked long hours. The automotive retail business is brutal on a family. I mean, they call it ding to dong, man. Opens at 9, closes at 9. People come in to buy a car. You take it up at 8:50. You're there till 10:30 at night. That's all I knew growing up. But somehow, some way, Romy, he was always present. He was always at my games. He found a way to be present in my life. I think fathers, the best gift parents that they can give to their children is to believe in them. And there's nobody that believed me like my father did, like my mother did, and I wouldn't be here as the head coach at the University of Louisville without the extraordinary parents that I had.
What an awesome statement. Yep. Pat Kelsey joining us. So, Pat, with everything you've got going on, I'm curious, did you get a chance to watch the national semifinals on Saturday? If so, what were your biggest takeaways?
I wish I was there, first and foremost. You know, that when you get to that Final Four, I mean, I think the NCAA tournament, Romy, is the greatest spectacle in American sports. There's going to be a lot of people, the majority of people out there, that'll say the Super Bowl. There's going to be a lot of people in Louisville that's going to say it's the Kentucky Derby. The 150th running is this May. And it's as big as it stinking gets. But, man, Romy, there's nothing like walking into that stadium and 70,000 people there. You know, and now that I'm the head coach here, that's what I stare at the ceiling at night and think about, is us being there on that stage, the biggest stage that our sport has, and having a chance to compete for a national championship. You didn't ask me, but if you did, I would say UConn's going to be really, really tough to beat. Crazier things have happened, but my goodness, are they humming. Danny's done an unbelievable job with that team, and they're as talented and as connected and playing as well as any team I've seen in a long, long time.
Pat, I was going to ask you about that before you left. I'm glad you brought that up. I think that he's doing as good a job as any coach in the country right now. And, Pat, how about this, especially with your mentality?
He's a huge Cincinnati Bengals fan, too.
Yep.
I'm talking like ate-up Houdet Bengals fan. Every time I see him, we start talking about the Bengals, and he knows, like, you know, the free agents that they're thinking about picking up, the guy that they just put on the practice squad. That dude is ate up with the Cincinnati Bengals.
He is the best, man. I love the guy so much. I love him so much. And he's a big jungle guy, too. He always makes himself accessible for this show. But, Pat, doesn't it show that even with the portal and all the changes in the game right now, NIL, that Dan Hurley has proven, and he's not the only one, but he's proven you can coach these guys hard and still have success, and that some of the players want to be coached hard. Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. I think winning players want discipline. They want accountability. You know, I've read a lot of stuff because obviously, you know, with the success they've had, the media coverage that they're having is extraordinary. And I read about his philosophy and the way they recruit and the way they hold players accountable, and I love it. That's in my DNA, too. We're an earn-it program. They're a go-get-it program. Like, we're not going to make promises. What we're going to promise you is, you know, we're going to win. And we're going to help develop you into the best basketball player that you could possibly be. We're going to compete for championships, but we're not a give-you program. We're an earn-it program. And
That's what Danny Hurley's philosophy is as well. He's just done an extraordinary job.
Leave me with this thought. Like, you're about the right stuff, man. You've had to work and grind and fight and battle for everything. If I had said to you when you first broke in, is this where you thought you would end up, something like this, something like Louisville? Or are you still kind of looking around like, damn, this is really amazing?
Man, like, so I walked into my office, Romy, and they put it on social media. I'm sure you didn't see it, probably five people did, but I walked in and I look around and I'm like, this is unbelievable. It's this huge spacious area, and it has this huge glass wall that looks over to the practice facility, and it's lounge and couches and all this. I'm like, man, this is really, really cool. Now, where's my office? And they said, you're standing in it. And I was like, holy crap. No, man, but there's been some moments where all of a sudden I just stopped time. And I look around and you think about the journey, the grind, right? I did it the hard way, right? I was a walk-on for Skip Prosser at Xavier, earned a scholarship. He hired me at Wake Forest as director of basketball operations. My job was to make sure the Gatorades were on the bus ice cold and the napkins were folded the right way for 3 years. And when he had an opportunity to hire an assistant coach in the ACC 3 years later, he hired me without interviewing anybody else. And there were thousands of people, Romy, that were more qualified than I was to have that job. He believed in me. And I thought I made him proud. And then got an opportunity at a lower level at Winthrop. We had great success there, Charleston. And to know I'm standing here right now in a place where when I tell you they are passionate about hoop here, it's crazy. Like, I'm just Joe Bag of Donuts from the west side of Cincinnati. Now all of a sudden I get out of my car and I walk on the sidewalk and no matter what, they're like, Coach, L's up. I walked into a restaurant the other day, and within a couple minutes, they all start doing the go-cards chant. It was crazy. So fan base, passion, the care factor here is off the charts. They're so hungry to get this place back in its rightful place as a national title contender. And I'm excited to have this opportunity, and we're grinding forward, and it's going to happen.
So, Pat, leave me with this thought. I never keep guys this long, but I'm so enjoying this conversation with you. I know I'd ask you about Skip, but those who know Skip was a brilliant, brilliant man. He was a one of one. He was so different. You know he's looking down. You know he's proud of you. But you just touched on something I think is really interesting. I know you appreciate how passionate and how rabid that fan base is. And I was going to ask you, and I think you just kind of answered it in part, are you fully prepared for all the amateur coaches that you know you're going to run into in the grocery store, in the restaurant, wherever, that all have really strong opinions on everything you're doing, maybe something you didn't necessarily encounter in your first two stops?
Yeah, it's going to be definitely a different animal, but it's what you sign up for, right? I get what it's like to be a passionate fan, because guess what? I eat, sleep, and drink the Cincinnati Reds and Bengals. And you know what? David Bell is 10,000 times smarter than me at baseball, but I'll watch the game and I'll second guess that dude in the eighth inning with two on. And he didn't lay down the bunt and move the guys over. I get it. That's what it is. But, you know, I would rather have it that way than have apathy. I would rather have it that way than have you're trying to draw blood out of a rock and create passion in a fan base. It is here. It is here. And the byproduct of that sometimes is that type of stuff. But that's the deal. When you sit in this seat at a place like Louisville, that's the deal, and you accept it. You put blinders on, you control what you can control, and then obviously engaging, right, with the fan base, getting out there, making sure they see your energy, feel your energy, know your personality. That's kind of what I do, and I think it'll resonate really, really well with the fan base, as long as we win.
As long as you win, that other stuff you got covered, Pat. I'll tell you what, I got so much out of this conversation that it's the rare conversation, because the way I do this thing, I'm back to zero every single day. No matter how good or bad a show is, we're back to zero every single day. I will listen back to this interview in its entirety just for the energy and the inspiration and the motivation. That's how good you were, Pat. It's great to have you on. Congrats on something that you have worked long and hard for, and now I know that the real work begins. I know that you know that, I mean. Great to have you, Pat. So appreciate that. Good luck to you, and I know we'll do it again soon.
Thanks, Romy. Talk to you soon. Go Cards. L's up.
Hell's up, Pat Kelsey. Man, then, that was good.
And then he proceeded to go on, Rome did, just like just wax poetically about how much he loved the interview. I'm going to listen to it again. Like,
maybe he won't. But
I mean, it's just so funny. Sometimes Rome gets so worked up. I mean, it's just like, but still, at the same time, it's good to have a coach out there doing the rounds.
That's right.
There's value in doing the rounds. Hello.
The energy of Pat Kelsey is awesome. It's clear why he was able to replicate at Winthrop what College of Charleston, because he approaches it the same way.
Yeah.
And he approaches it with great energy, and you know, that's who he is. I'm excited to have that happen for us here. It's happening. The dead period is in the way. We're going to move this to the
side. It's not in the way. It's not in the way. It's not in the way. They're tampering right now. If they're not, what are we paying this guy?
Yeah, well, yeah. If you're not tampering, you're not trying.
Right.
But for our news cycle, for us as fans to be able to enjoy Pat Kelsey, it is getting affected. And, it's all going to happen. Like, as soon
I guess
Thursday,
I'm just going to have to deal with the fact that he's, this Bengals fan.
Are you going to be okay? Because we have the Reds.
I know.
Did you see Ellie last night?
Yes, I did see that. That was ridiculous.
Okay. So he hits one 450 feet off the batter's eye.
Yes.
Then he runs from home to home at 14.98 seconds. The outfielder misjudged it. The ball went to the – but it was an amazing – I mean, did you see the Cincinnati Reds, like, just one camera shot of it, and Ellie's just running around the bases?
Yeah.
He's the most incredible athlete ever.
Well,
like, okay, for the Reds, I mean,
he's an incredible athlete. Yes.
Who's more athletic for the Reds in the last 20 years?
Deion Sanders,
Eric Davis.
Yeah, Deion.
I would say Deion Sanders. Athletically, dude played two pro sports.
I know.
So before you just proclaimed the greatest athlete ever. You walk that back right now.
You don't think Ellie De La Cruz could play wide receiver?
Well, why doesn't he?
Well,
pays pretty well.
If he was born in the United States, he would have been.
He would never have played baseball if you're born in the United States.
Yeah. No. He would be a wide receiver, tight end,
NFL,
something like that.
Soccer. I mean, Chase, what could you do with that guy on a soccer field?
Oh, my God. he could play anywhere.
Yeah.
He really, his feet are so good already. Like, he runs effortlessly.
Yeah.
Tell.
It's 14.98 around the base pass. So fast. And they're just electric. So I was all about it. And then he hit it 450 feet. Off the batter's side, like that guy that can run that well and hit like that.
Now he's got to eliminate these peaks and valleys too.
Yes,
I mean they are there. So I'm not going to lie to you and tell you I've watched him. I mean, I've seen it on Twitter. That's all I've seen was everything on Twitter.
I tuned in last night.
I was watching the national championship game. I got a little more tied up with that.
I tuned in last night early and then definitely left the game because we were winning by a pretty good amount, and then the Brewers were able to kind of.
We were winning. Look at you.
Yes.
Are you still stealing a login to do that?
Yes.
Because they forced you to do that.
They forced me to steal.
I agree. Yes, they forced you to do that.
I mean, it's kind of like Aladdin. Like, they made Aladdin steal. He wasn't really a thief. He didn't want to be a thief. But they made him a steal. Mm-hmm. So you do that.
Yeah.
If you choose between stealing and being hungry, I'll steal.
That's what you come to the show for, right? Aladdin analogies.
I would definitely pay for it if they'd let me.
Pay for what?
For the Cincinnati Reds. I would definitely
talking about.
Pay
weird
for
in here.
It if I was allowed. But
it's getting a little weird.
Golly.
Mm-hmm.
Not that.
There's websites for
not
that, Mark.
That. They will take my money.
Oh,
for
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, they will. All right. Well, we'll continue along here as we are over here at Louisville Furniture. Where, again, we got a half-price sale, so LouisvilleFurnitureKY.com. That's the website to go to. You're looking anxious there? You okay?
Oh, I was just realizing we had Twitter. Sorry, trivia. Just realized we had trivia.
Yeah, he had a flash right there,
yes.
Right before his eye.
So I was thinking that last week I just totally blew off Twitter. Why do I keep saying Twitter? Trivia.
Took a gummy last night, didn't you?
No. Oh. It's the national championship that kept me up so late. It's messing me up. Trivia. I blew it off last week, and that bothered me because I just now realized that we didn't do it yesterday.
Okay.
Last week.
Oh, there you go.
You were gone.
We'll talk to you here. 267-9680 is the number to get in. Text away to the UPS Jobs text line at 437-9680. Here as we roll along with you. If you need a security system, see our friends at Vector Security. They're coming out this week. We've got new cameras around my house. Blankenbaker can't find that blind spot like Catherine Zeta-Jones.
No.
You know, an entrapment.
I keep trying, though.
Yeah, I know. But you keep falling down and setting off the triggers, so, you know, and then Chip starts barking. Whatever your security needs are, they can take great care of them for you. Online, vectorsecurity.com. Look, it's the same people we had through the different iterations of Mid-America Security, through ADS, now Vector Security. Same phone number, 452-6277. You mention us, you're going to get a doorbell cam and get it installed for free. And then they're going to show you what the great Vector app that's just like, man, you can see anything going on in and around your home. You can record it. You can set the boundaries for your recordings. It's really cool if you want to check it out. It is Vector Security. And when you get over there, tell me to talk about them right here in the news.